All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, let's do it. Namaste. Right. Yeah, we were made from a woman, learned the game from a woman.
Yeah, we were made from a woman. Hey, everybody, welcome back to Mom's Got This. I'm Michelle Park.
And I'm Stacey Eagle, and we're actually on Skype right now.
We're staring at each other, but
we're
not
staring at each other versus sitting next to each other at a couch.
Yeah.
So we tried to record this last week and we had a technical difficulty.
Yeah, that was like a major fail. And it was such a good episode.
It was so good. I was really excited for everyone to hear it. But I think a lot has happened since then for both of us.
Yeah.
So I guess we wanted to just, we've delayed a few episodes with other guests because we needed some time to decompress on whatever what's happening and this pandemic.
And we really just didn't want to release episodes that we had recorded before this lockdown happened because it just seemed a little bit irrelevant. So we kind of wanted to talk to you guys today about what we've been doing. Also, it is, I believe, day 10 for us.
It's day 8 in like homework. Mm-hmm. For me,
yeah.
So there, like, other people, it's 10 because his clothes.
It's the weekend, so mine is home. So it is. It's days that we've been kind of on lockdown. We haven't been going out to see people in those 10 days because you're not supposed to, because you're supposed to stay home to prevent the spread. But I
have you not left your house at all, like to walk in the park or go for a walk?
Well, we've gone to the park, but not like the playground. We've like walked around,
right.
But we've been doing all of our grocery via delivery. Like, I really haven't left the house. I mean, we haven't done any takeout. I know, like, that's important in New York City to keep picking up takeout to support the restaurants, but
I have.
I don't know. It just, like, everything makes me nervous. So we've just been cooking at home. Like, even when we get the groceries delivered, we spray everything down first. We quarantine the non-perishables. We just make sure that there's no germs because, Stacey, as I was telling you, my best friend had it. And she said it was like the most miserable 14 days of her life. And she has two kids. And
wow. What did she do?
She like stayed in her, well, lucky for her, she has a 6-bedroom apartment. So she stayed in like one side of the house and kind of corralled herself off. But she was not able
Did she get tested or?
She did. And it came back positive.
How did she get tested? A lot of people can't get tested right now.
She was like, it was very obvious. It was,
so she went to urgent care.
She had pneumonia. All her airways were blocked. Like, she could barely breathe. Like, she said that when she would try to eat, like, she felt like she couldn't breathe, so she didn't eat.
So many different, like, I'm reading so many things. I'm trying not to read all of it because it's so scary, but everybody has a different symptom. Like, some people lose their taste. Some people are okay. Like, I just don't understand this, but I guess we're not going to totally.
So I think I have it.
You're hydrating. Yeah. You're hydrating. But I guess, I mean, it's, you know, in the past, I guess, 10 days, I've seen so many different ways people are coping with this and how they're coping on it with Instagram or if you're a stay-at-home mom or were a stay-at-home mom before that or tips or this or that. And I think what's so amazing is that we have, you know, 160 plus episodes and, you know, 60 guests we've interviewed. And eventually I think it'd be great to share what they're doing that I wanted to talk to you about. Because I've seen some of them and everyone has a different angle. Right. But for us, you know, what have you been doing this past 8 days, 10 days?
Actually, one thing I want to say to everybody listening is that, like, it's hard for us as parents, but if you think about it, your kids are going to look back on this time and be like, that was awesome. Like, mom and dad were home for whatever amount of days. And I got to spend all of my time, like, it's for, to them through the kids' eyes. I mean, it's, every day that I'm not
so happy.
Madeline is like, yay, you're not going to work.
And me I'm too. Like,
yay. You know,
I'm definitely taking this as, I mean, you know me, Michelle, I work like 24/7. So the actual load in of like homeschooling from 8 a.m. to 2:30 and then swapping with my husband. And then we are fortunate to have a for 2 hours, someone in our building who's an only child, who's only just with their parents, like come up the elevator, walk up the stairs to help us for 2 hours. So we're very lucky. We don't have any other help that's coming in from Subway or anything. So we have like 2 hours to do this with you, do my work. And then I do like work like in the night, which is really bad because I should go to sleep because I have to get up and start like schoolwork because Dylan's in kindergarten. So we have a whole Google class of like, and the teachers are, this thing is amazing. They've like prompt us with like everything. Like we have, I should send it to you. It has like what the art teacher, the science teacher, which videos it has, it like everything they've set up. I'm so impressed with the public school system of New York City because they are rocking it. And we've
got Zooms. City in general, by the way.
And like, and every like even yeah, even private, wherever anyone goes to school, it's unbelievable. Uh-oh, screenshot.
I totally mean that. I was trying to make the screen bigger, and that looked like that was a bigger screen icon. Sorry.
Yeah, I think, yeah. So I'm just like, so I guess I'm going off on a tangent, but for me, I'm like cherishing this time so much, and I'm still somehow getting my work in a very different way and managing, and my team who is working with me remote has been incredible, and we're just trying to save our company right now and survive past this with so much going on in the fashion industry. And it's very, very hard for every single person, not just fashion, but everyone.
I have no work left. Everything that I had on this calendar is canceled. So I have put my time towards, I'm writing a book about activities to do with your kids if you're indoors all day, because I realized that, you know, I don't want to pat my back, but this has become my time to shine. Like I never want to be a teacher. Like I think the stuff that teachers do is incredible, and they're just incredible. Like so much better at it than I am. But I think that I'm an extremely organized person in some ways, and like the way our day has been flowing, I kind of feel like I could do this forever.
Isn't that interesting? Because I'm like, because we talk about this on the show and how, you know, you wanted to go back to work and do what you're doing. I think you and I have similar personalities. Like we sort of put our mind and heart into something and we make it happen. So if this is our gear that we have to switch, for me, it's really hard because I love it too. And I am giving most of my day. I'm giving like 2 hours to work and then the nighttime another 4 hours off when he goes to bed. Although tonight I can't because I have to sleep in his bedroom because my husband isn't feeling
good. You can hide in the closet and use your laptop.
That's true. Or I can go in the living room and sleep on the couch too. But yeah, it's really, you know, what I'm struggling with is like, all the incredible people who are moms who aren't doing what we're doing, right? Who have to go to work, who are managing that restaurant.
I feel like so terrible. Uh-oh,
something just happened. That might be a screenshot from you.
No, I didn't touch anything.
Oh, yeah, it's still recording. Okay. Something came up.
I think about those. I cannot imagine having to go to work during all of this.
The managers of buildings, the doormen.
Doctors. I don't know if we've ever talked about this. My parents are both doctors. My dad used to be an ER doctor. He is now a rehab doctor, but has been called back to help out because they're short-staffed. He's going, and my mom has an autoimmune disease. The fact that they're still working drives me insane, to be honest, because I was like, can you guys just stop? But my mom has stopped, but my dad is like, if every person, so he's been exposed to multiple COVID patients. And he's like, if everybody who is in healthcare who stopped, like just stopped working because they were exposed, no one would be left. So I have to keep going to work. And I was like, wow, you're amazing. Over 65. Like, but I mean, I just want to give major props to any of the moms out there who are still working because like this is a rough time and anxiety is super high just across the board. If you have kids or if you don't have, it's just anxiety is just high. So like, how are you putting that aside and like leaving your house and going
I agree. So have you done any self-care? Are you really like in it right now with your children?
I cut my hair today.
It's very long. I'm cutting everybody's hair tonight, but I'm not cutting mine.
You might be better at it. You're also a fashion designer. I mean, It looks good. I literally just cut like.
I don't think I knew how long it was. I'm scared.
My hair's driving me insane. If I could, I would cut off like 4 inches, but I was like, I don't think I'm qualified to do that, so I didn't.
I love your recent Instagram, or was it, I don't know if it's on Instagram or Facebook, but where you went on and tried to do your makeup and then walked away. That was a funny one.
I don't know. So I see people on Instagram who are like fully dolled up and I'm like,
what are you doing
for that?
What? I know I did an Instagram live, and we're doing Instagram lives on Boy Meets Girl with like our community of actors and writers and scientists and youth activists and students. Anyway, I went on my first live and I looked like this. I had no makeup on. I put on a hat and I was like, I'm just not good at
real, right? Like, this is really what all of us look like when we're at home for 10 days in a row. Like, I haven't put on pants with an actual button in 10 days.
I keep putting on workout pants thinking maybe I'll go for a jog, and then I just keep eating.
All I've been doing is eating. True story. But I think that, so the things that have helped me in this time are like having a schedule has been extremely helpful. And okay. I scheduled into our Alexas all the ones in all the rooms, like basically.
Oh, how'd you do that?
Or just a reminder, like it's time for art, or like it's time for music, or whatever.
Did you do that by just saying, "Alexa, remind me"?
No, so I actually put it as a recurring reminder daily
for the app.
Yeah, so if you go into the Alexa app Monday through Friday, you put it in, and it just fits our schedule so that, you know, like at 11:30, it says, "Madeline, help mommy prepare lunch," and so then, like, you know what I mean?
That's awesome. Do you feel like? Because I've been doing a schedule without that. And then today I was like, you know what? For him, he wanted to like create a robot box or something. I'm like, go do it. Like, that's like choice time. But I just couldn't, I didn't want to be so like, okay, right now math. So
I think that we're not over scheduled. So because she's only 4, it's not, we don't have a lot of, there's like a lot of free play.
Right. So that's true.
There's only 4 to 5 activities a day. And when those pop up, she's excited to do it.
Got it.
At some point she's like, I'm outside and I just want to keep playing. I'm like, sure, go ahead. I mean, she's 4. Like, I'm not, I think
so
if
nice
she,
you have a backyard.
Yeah, it is. It's nice. It's a lifesaver. We have a sandbox. We have a water table. I mean, there's stuff to do.
Oh my God. That's amazing. Maybe we'll come to you.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys just have to stay 6 feet away.
We stay 6 feet away from our neighbors. It's so sad. They want to, you know, I think the hardest thing for me recently has been, on top of a lot of other things, but when Dylan was like, can I, you know, I really want to have a play date. So I, you know, telling him right now we can't, he gets it now, like after we've said it 100 times, but that like broke my heart.
I mean, I think that, like, I can't imagine what it's like to be a kid with all that energy. So, like, right now, Madeline is downstairs. I can hear her. She's, like, running in circles around her house. And she's, like, so our nanny lives with us, so she's still here.
Which is great. Right
on the outside, just putting that disclaimer out there. But, so she's been telling our nanny to be the bad tiger. And our poor nanny has been running in circles around her house for, like, half an hour. But she has all of this energy.
I know. They can go till, like, 10 p.m. It's unbelievable.
I don't know. I feel bad because
I feel bad for them.
Like, to want to, like, get that energy out and not have an outlet.
You know, it's funny. I don't know. I think it's in Finland because I do a lot of work in Finland, but I think it's until the age of 6, they do not go to school.
I think that makes a lot of sense because until the age of 6, you just have to be active.
Right. So I thought, like, at this time, I feel okay. Like, that we have this regimen and we have an organization to what we're doing, and he's learning, and I'm excited about what he's learning, and that will be okay. Yeah, although I heard that schools might not come back this year. I'm praying that's not true.
Oh, you're freezing.
I'm freezing.
Wait, I got it. So, I heard that schools may not open for the rest of the year.
I know. Do you remember, Michelle, when we were about to talk about coronavirus on our podcast?
I know.
And you're like, I don't want to talk about this. This is not the future. Like, Stacey, no.
But think about it. If we had talked about it then, it would not be relevant now. That's so true. I'm glad we didn't do that, because
I am too.
Truly would we be did, so outdated.
We did touch upon it on an episode with Bethany Bronsilva that we've already aired, which was sort of like
the
what
shutdown. The shutdown happened the next day, and if we had talked about coronavirus with Natalie, we wouldn't have been able to air it.
That's true.
It would have been so outdated, because everything would have been shut down by then.
Right. And, but so let's talk about who our next guest will be, because she is doing carryout restaurant.
I mean, they've been doing great, by the way.
Are they? That's so awesome. Well, everybody needs a drink.
And so they've been, so anyways, let's tell them. So we are also really excited to tell you guys that our next episode features Natalie Hudson, who's one of the owners of Dante, a really, really famous restaurant in New York City. We spoke to her before the lockdown and before Governor Cuomo shut down all of the restaurants. But we still want to air her episode because I think what she shares is so important in our current state, because she is personally, in my opinion, like the pinnacle of co-parenting. And right now, all of us need some tips in co-parenting. So we still want to air that episode next week, even though this happened before the lockdown and maybe it feels a little bit retroactive. But also, you guys should know that Dante is offering takeout and drinks to go. So like, please help support, because it's a great restaurant, and all the restaurants in New York City are hurting right now.
Yes, and I'm all about supporting small businesses. So please, we'll air that next week after you hear this episode. Is there any, do you like start your day with like one word that inspires you or anything you want to share?
Family meeting every morning, and it's kind of changed our lives, to be honest. Like, I wish we had started doing this way before, but basically we do kind of a run of show of the day. We figure out we don't figure out because we know, but like the letter of the day, the number of the day, the word of the day, we sing a song together. Everybody says something nice about each person in the family. So that's been kind of amazing.
That's really cool. Stop recording. Oh no, something's coming in from my email. Sorry. I didn't know if this was
technical
stuck.
Difficulties.
Oh boy. Hopefully we can get this up.
Podcast, so it's gonna be okay. but I think that the family meeting kind of sets up the day so that the kids know what's going to happen. We know what's going to happen. We also know like what we're doing for lunch and dinner, because that's also become a big question now with what's happening.
So
we do that, and then we go into the day and do all of our activities. What about you guys?
Since our last podcast that we lost, when you told me you were doing morning meeting, and one of my other friends told me they were doing morning meeting, then I got an email, or in the Google Classroom, we got morning meeting notes from our teachers, because that's what they do. So we have now started a morning meeting with Brian, me, and Dylan, where we just say like one word that we want to talk about or that we're thinking or inspires us for that day. So today was courageous and healthy and happy. And then we sort of start our day, and then we talk about the day of the week. So that's sort of, we just do like one word, and then Dylan and I do morning meeting from the teachers, and they send a video and stuff. So it's really special. I mean, this is a interesting time. And I think that when this is all over, I'm excited to hear what everyone's going to take from it for themselves.
I actually do think that we are going to come out of this. I mean, obviously it's a terrible time, but I do believe that we're going to come out of this better off in some ways. Like, I think that I will have formed some really specifically unique bonds with my kids, because I have not done this many activities with them, I think, ever.
I agree.
I think Eric and I have become better teammates because of this, because we really do need to switch off. Like, it's not like it was before where I felt like I was doing the brunt of the work. Like, at this point, we just have to split it 50-50.
Right.
And I think that, like, honestly, I feel like we're all going through this like very strange detox where a lot of the things that you're used to worrying about are no longer important, because we're just trying to save people's lives, right? Like, that's it. And we're trying to survive, and we're trying to make sure that our families are healthy, and like other people are healthy, and the elderly are healthy, and all these communities that just need support.
I agree.
I mean, like, what else is more important, right? So yeah, all the things that I used to worry about seem really trivial now.
I hope that, I would think that like probably 75% of our world will that they'll have that mentality. There's that other, you know, 25% who voted for our current president, or more than that. So maybe it would be 25%. Well, is there anything else you want to share, Michelle?
I think I want to say to our listeners, like, whatever you guys are doing at home, we want to see it.
Agreed.
I think now is a great time to really feel like a community. So if you have ideas or things that you've been doing that really make your day go well, or realizations, or even if you're just like feeling shitty and want to share it, I would love to hear all of that. So please connect in with us either on our Instagram or our personal Instagrams. I'm Mish plus two, Stacey is Stacey Eagle. Like, actually reach out to us, because I have a lot of time, so I'm responding to everything that comes my way right now. So like, I just think that it's such a weird time to be alive, and let's try to make it, as terrible as it is, let's try to find some positivity in it.
Amen. Amen. And I do have one cool tip that I've been doing, because I'm in fashion. So if you have any old clothes of your kids that you were like going to donate, or still can donate, or it's something that you really love that was theirs, like a t-shirt that you don't want to get rid of as they get older. So we're starting to cut things out and then sewing a little blanket together. I was also thinking, like, I think it's a little too, I would be too weird for Dylan to like make masks out of your old shirts, but I've been seeing, you know, on a bigger designer level doing that, but I don't know how much that will help. But I think just like taking, repurposing, we're doing all repurposing of every package that comes in here, every box, we're creating balls out of it, we're creating robots, like just use what is, you know, I'm always about recycling and repurposing, but now more than ever, conserve, and all those toilet paper rolls, you know, take the inside and make different things out of it. So just like you said, like all these activities and things I'm doing with Dylan, I've always wanted to do. And it's pretty cool to see, like, you know, mad respect to moms who are home schooling their kids or don't work, but they really do work because they do all these things with their kids. And those are the ones who have different blogs to share these things. So it's exciting to like do these projects and just have his mind be really creative. And I think this is the time that like cool inventions and children will learn a different way to think, which is really exciting. Not like school isn't amazing and they haven't done that there, but I think use this time in a positive way. So that's what I'm trying to do.
And I think in that vein, so the, you know, my mom when I was growing up was exactly what you would imagine an Asian mom to be. Like, she was very strict, very academically focused. She's actually a psychiatrist for children. So she, anyway, that part isn't important. The part that's important to me is like, all of this is happening and I'm like a little bit overwhelmed. Okay. So I call my mom and she says to me, like, look, the most important thing to come out of this is not how many letters they learn, how many numbers they learn. It's literally how you handle this stress.
Yeah.
You have to keep yourself regulated and stable. Let them watch another episode of whatever, Daniel Tiger. They're going to be fine. You need to show them that you've got this, because mom's got this. But the most important thing for all of us moms out there is to take care of yourself. Make sure you are not this stressed out. Make sure you find a way, if you're anxious, to let it out. Go for a run. Do some yoga. You know, whatever. Call me on Skype. Whatever it is, like, get yourself centered first, because your kids are going to be fine.
Amen. I agree. I think all about what you, it is, your stress comes out on your kids. So really, I've always been trying to be like poised, and he has no clue all the other things that are going on internally. And he's super happy. He smiles. He's excited to wake up every day and do whatever is on our list. And if I know it's really hard to keep it together, but I agree with that. I think that really will take us through this right now.
Yeah.
And of course we can call each other and cry in the bathroom later.
Yeah. I mean, I think literally every mom I know has cried at some point during.
Oh, of course. Of course.
Yeah. It's not easy, you know, and they're like, but I think that if we can all kind of also support each other, that's super important. So
I agree. And I think I really am excited to, there's so many different people we've had on the show. You know, Deb Ruffalo Ross, who's one of my best friends, has a wellness center, and she's doing, I'm going to pronounce it wrong, but like Qigong and all these other meditation things for free. There's a link that we can share. We have the owner of Physique 57, who I know has some online classes. We have some yogis. Like, there's so many great people in our network that we definitely, I want to share that on our Instagram right now, as we are probably not going to be taping new episodes after we post the founder of Dante. So for a little while. So while we're not in the studio, I think that's, you know, we'll maybe we'll do another episode from us, but like, there's some great content to share with you guys from incredible women in our network.
And thank you everybody for tuning in and listening. And also, if there's anything you want us to cover, Stacey and I have figured out how to record this stuff now.
I think so. I don't know if our video will be live, but our voices are.
At the very least, our voices are. Hopefully the video also works on our website. She's crossing her fingers. I'm crossing my toes.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you guys for listening. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for being there.
And also Super Soccer Stars, who is our sponsor this month. They have live different tips and classes on their Facebook page. So I talked to the founder like 2 days before this all went down, and he's incredible, and they're trying to, you know, they have their new app and all that fun stuff. So please go support Super Soccer Stars. I believe going on their Facebook page is free, and I think you can see classes there and stream them. So if you want to do soccer, if you have the room, check it out.
Awesome. Thank you, everybody. We will see you guys next week, but not really, but you will get to hear from Natalie Hudson. And then, you know, let us know what you want to keep hearing. And we wish you much health and much family bonding in this very strange time in history.
Amen. And you can go back in time to our other seasons and have the time now to listen to other episodes. Thank you. Thanks, Michelle. Bye. Yeah, we were made.